As we learned before, the vowels in Turkish are grouped as front and back vowels. To understand the vowel harmony, we need to also group them as straight and round vowels. Round vowels are produced by rounding our lips, and the others are just straight vowels. The back vowels are a, ı, o, u. The front vowels are e, I, ö, ü. The straight vowels are a, e, ö, i. And the round vowels are o, ö, u, ü. Verbs, nouns, adjectives, and other words in Turkish always take some suffixes. Therefore, it's important to know that the last vowel in the suffixes obeys some rules to match with the vowel in the word. Actually, this is what we call vowel harmony. There are two major and two minor vowel harmony rules. Major vowel harmony one is about back vowels. If the last vowel of the word is a back vowel, that's one of the a, ı, o, u, the following suffix must be also a back vowel. Examples: araba means car, arabası. Balta means axe, baltalar. Major vowel harmony 2 is about front vowels. If the last vowel of the word is a front vowel, that's one of the E, I, Ö, Ü. The following suffix must also be a back vowel. Examples: ev means house, evi. Kedi means cat, kediler. The minor vowel harmony is when the last vowel of the word is straight vowel. That's one of the a, e, ı, i. The following suffix must also be a straight vowel. Examples: kına means henna, kınası. Kirpi means hedgehog, kirpiler. And finally, the minor vowel harmony is about round vowels. If the last vowel of the word is a round vowel, that's one of the o, ö, u, ü. The following suffix can only be one of the a, e, u, ü. So when we have o, ö, u, ü, they don't necessarily take a suffix that also contains o and ö, but rather a, e, u, ü. Two examples are göl, which means lake, gölü, and telefon, which means phone, telefonlar.